have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond Defense Family for an amazing experience. Beyond Defense is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your events the best in the city. Book Beyond Defense today at beyonddefense.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond Defense, your audience will thank you.
Beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence.
DB Junior.
Yes, sir. I got you.
True two.
You know I got you.
The Jewel.
Broski. You know I had to fly in on this one.
G Will.
You know what it is.
You see coming like this, this one. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. My problems, God slaughtered them all, the harder I ball. Fighting like a scary cat, with a back against the wall. Slip, but I didn't fall, I adapted to the fall. Ignorance, I've been through it, that's why I don't want you to do it. I want to influence, I already proved it. You can be fan of a Judas, come at the land of the ruin. Who are we fooling, what are we proving, what are we doing, what are we building, what are we giving the son of our children? Built a team, not just the industry thing. We do more than this rapper thing. Beyond Fence is a family tree with the queen. We do this to worship with the king. And we protect the women by any means, and our children on everything.
Through the years I want my own fight, no life. Thinking everything is alright. Turn around and see my father in the light. Back in 03, that changed my whole life.
Deceiving, one father, one mother believing. Don't follow the life I'm weeping. They say things happen for a reason. I'm believing, we're fleeing. Still offer to life, I'm bleeding. I'm in the probation, thinking. Trust is my life, you need it. Make friends, I'm a dog, can't see it. In the back to the past, I leave it. I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a man. I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a man. I'm a bird, I'm a child, and I heat it. Said I'm a loser, I say that I mean it. I'm in the pen, I'm a left with a teeter. That's right, I'm out with loyalty. I'm receiving for Colorado, I'm still to receive. It never stops, and I know I keep preaching. Once I swap, I never will be this. The floor, I won't be defeated.
Swag so magnificent, due to the omnipotent. Yes, you know it's heaven sent. Call me George Jefferson. I'm walking in your glory if I keep my eyes focused and never turn away from the one who first loved me, man. I go by G Will, I'm in the building, man. Good looking on the handoff, the game just advanced. My focus so clearly beyond 2020. Thanks to BDF, there's a new addition to the family.
What I got in my music, principal purpose, the muscle they use it. Bruiser to prove it, no way that I'm losing. Something my dudes supposed to lose it. The BDF revolution, wake up, ain't no more illusion. Constitute a union, we appreciate your contribution. Awaken a sneak of time, define our bad and hurts. Conduct with metal, bring it together for the better men. Bring it together, be better men. All of the people and children, graduate on school veterans. Take over the nation, Taliban. Hold up the world with one hand. Shoot through the vision, it's intense. Looking at what the beyond
is. We are beyond. We are beyond nothing. We are beyond.
Woke up this morning, I seen I've been drafted. Armors been fitted and heavily crafted. Run to the battle through power, I blast. I do this for real, pretend it's a strategy. Do this a classic. Read the back of the book, there's a test and I easily pass it. All the sacrifice, the training, the blood and the tears, and I laugh it. Yeah, I'm a cast. I wanna speed it up. The label say slow it down. I skip my medication, tripolar, traveling the speed of sound. I'm lost and now I'm found. Love you on the way up and they hate you on the way down. And it's never about the setting, it's the jewels that's in your crown. Shush.
We are beyond. We are beyond the fence.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fence is in the building.
Yes.
Welcome to another beautiful night right here on Beyonda Radio. This your main man, David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what? I am smiling ear to ear. That's right, what you just heard for the intro song, that was your main man right here, David Benton, featuring DB Jr., my son. I was so proud of him. Yes, I am very proud of him. My main man, G. Will. Yes, True To and the Jewel. Beyond the Fence artist who featured with me for the Beyond the Fence anthem. He was definitely a blessing. He had so much fun. Hate that we didn't get to shoot the video, but you know what? I had such a wonderful time being on the track with them brothers, and it was such a beautiful moment for me. Shout out to the Elation family. We love you, we love you, we love you. We've been missing you. Mwah, 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 mwah. That's right. And we thank the Elation family for all. By the time we come up, we already know it's prayed up and, you know, recovered. So with that being said, I'm going to continue with the show. Can I get a drum roll? Coach Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Coach Shay Samuels is in the building. And I'm smiling, David. I'm smiling, Coach David. I'm smiling. Jeez.
No, Coach Shay. Yeah. How have your week been, Coach Shay?
My week was long, 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 long. Great week, productive week, as always, you know, learning, growing, evolving. Just, you know, these weeks are going by kind of fast, Coach David.
It is, and you know what? We have so much to be thankful for, because like you said, we have been productive. Man, shout out to all the guys, man, from Butner. You know, it was just such a beautiful moment for me. I got a chance to spend great quality time with brothers I did a lot of time with. Like I said, I did 13 years, and there were guys like we just, oh, my God. And I talk about it again because I had such a phenomenal time with you. Shout out to all my guys from North Carolina. Shout out to all my guys from Texarkana, Atlanta. I had such a, it's been an honor. It's been an honor just to be able to grow every day, every year since I've been home. All I can do is just grow. And I had to reminisce again on that moment. And then just being able to, you know, I had a chance to experience with my high school mates. You know, we had a homecoming from my high school. And we went to the football game at my old high school and just see the people that I grew up with. Seeing so many people who's doing good for themselves.
Yeah, and,
you know,
I think that's always good too.
Yes, you can't get no better feeling than that, you know. So it's such a blessing, you know, us growing every day. So
yeah.
What about yourself?
Well, you know, I've been doing all things Beyond the Fence. What I really love about what we do, I think, you know. I say all things Beyond the Fence, but we're an enterprise. So, you know,
yes,
Coach David, I spend most of my time, most of my days, as you know, really just getting things organized. I don't think a lot of people know and understand the depth of what it means to be artists, right? You have so many people out here who are artists, and I know a number of artists listen to our show, any Elation show as a whole. And some of the podcasters are artists themselves. And I think sometimes when people think of being an artist, you just think of, you know, pushing music. And Coach David, we talk to a number of people on a daily basis about music, and everyone just wants to lay a track down. That's all I hear. What do you want to do? We want to lay a track down. Well, you know, that one track, and I don't know where I learned this from, but I know when I started, I knew it had to be more. I'm that person. There just has to be more, right? Always leaves me in trouble. But that one track that you do has about maybe 22 or more platforms that it has to touch in order for it to make sense. And
absolutely.
Yeah, and we continue to look at, we want to get into our brothers or sisters or cousins and our aunties and uncles' hands, and there's so much more to it. So anyway, every day, you know, we're just learning and growing. So I spent the last couple of weeks really just organizing and kind of just stretching our brand out so much more. And so it's been productive. And I think that's why the weeks go by fast, because, you know, they say time flies when you're having fun, right? So I'm just having a good time.
Yes. And you know what? I'm happy you said that, because it really leads into or segue to the topic for tonight. And the topic for tonight is premature kingship. Premature kingship or queenship, you know, as well. And what I mean, I want to take us to 1 Samuel chapter 16, right? When King David, he wasn't the king yet. And just think about his dad, right? His dad, man, look, they came to anoint. They wanted to anoint for the future. He brought all the sons out, the ones that he thought was like, this is the one, I'm telling you. And he's like, nope, not him. Nope, not him either. He just kept pushing them all out. And then finally he said, well, I got one, you know. He's way back there. And he was like, you got another one? Yeah, I got him. And next thing you know, here come old David, scrawny little kid, but he was a handsome young man, according to Scripture. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So he came and he said, that is the one. And the Lord said, yep, that's him. Anoint him. Right? David was anointed and appointed. Right? But here's the thing. David still followed protocol. Why? Because David was still a kid. And there was still a king that was involved, and that king was Saul. King Saul. That's right. King Saul was still there. So even though David was anointed and appointed to be the king, you know, he really was up under Saul. And we started being up under Saul. And Saul was jealous over him. Saul tried to take his head off a few times. And even though, although David had an opportunity to harm Saul, he didn't, because of his respect for God. He knew that still at the same time, God appointed King Saul as the king, so he would not force his kingdom, because he knew that God, it was appointed by God, it was given to him already. The only thing he has to do is be obedient, have integrity, and wait on his time. The reason I say this, Coach Shay, kings and queens, men and women of God, the reason I say this, because a lot of times we have been anointed. We're under the anointing for a certain position of life that God said, listen, I'm anointing you for this position. It's yours. But we think it's right now.
Yeah.
David was anointed, but it wasn't right now. It wasn't for right now. His purpose wasn't for right now. What he had to do, he was anointed so he could prepare.
Mm-hmm.
He
mm-hmm.
could prepare to become the king that he became. He had to prepare. He had to go through the growing stage. Goliath is still alive at this time. He still had to go through the fight, right? So he had to go through learning how to be a king and learning to mm-hmm. have to and learning what not to do, right? Through mm-hmm. King Saul. But a lot of us, because we are anointed, we feel like, okay, we're anointed, but God anointed me. We want to skip steps and still yeah. don't follow the authority of the king or queen that's before you. And I think we all have faced that problem. Coach Shane, do you want to expound on that?
Yeah, I think, I mean, this is a very good topic tonight, David. I think, you know, just as you were saying, I remember when I first became, you know, just acquainted with church. I mean, I've been in church all my life, but I remember some of the woes, I would say, not trouble. I would say the woes. I have to say, I didn't know about anything about an anointing. I just knew I was different, right? Those are some things that you feel when you're younger, you just know you're different. And I was just thinking about this yesterday, but it's always the ones who are called. I feel like we're the ones that kind of get the lower end of the barrel, if you will. And so you see everybody doing everything that you may not even be desiring it. You know, I don't think David even desired to do the things that his brothers were doing. Dad was grooming them for something more. And he's just down there in the, you know, herding the sheep or whatever. And so I remember looking at my peers at times and wondering, how come they get a chance to do this? Or how come they get a chance to do that? Or how come this, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know I'm not the only one that's ever done that, but it's just kind of like, you know, that you're capable of, the opportunity just never comes. And then the opportunity comes. And here's what I love about what you just said. When other people are working like mules to make it happen, you're just being obedient and you're literally doing what you know to do. And in that is your training, right? So everything that God is preparing us for is in that what we would call nothingness moment, but we're really being prepped for whatever is coming. So if it's how to feed, if it's how to clean, if it's how to clothe, if it's how to lead, all of that is in the training. So what I want to say in that, me expounding, is that even if it looks like very little, there's so much more coming out of it. And in turn, you know, kingship was what it was.
Absolutely. I love what you said on that, because here's the thing about David. David was loyal to Saul, to King Saul. I mean, he was loyal to King Saul. King Saul was trying to murder this man.
Yeah.
He was trying
yeah.
to murder this mm-hmm. man yeah. because he knew that he was anointed. And
yeah.
That's why we have to understand, like, when we come in and we say, all right, man, we blessed and highly favored, we anointed, we should not allow that anointing to make us arrogant. I think that's one of the biggest problems we may have. Our anointing may have been so arrogant that we don't have room to grow anymore. I think we need to really, you know, get a grip on that type of reality. You know, me myself, coming up, I loved basketball. I loved football. But you know what? There were captains before me. Yeah, I'm going to finish that. Coach Shea, could you take over for a moment?
Certainly. So the one thing that I can say, too, just as David was talking, the one thing that I can say is this. Whenever we are put in position, we do have to be able to identify with not the call, but character that goes with it. There's two C's. There's calling and there's character. And so within that, I promise you, if you are obedient to what your call is, good character is going to follow. I heard Coach David talking earlier today, and he was talking about the principles of the Bible itself. And he was saying how in the Bible teaches us really how to be good people. It teaches us all things that could be good if we implement it and we become effective in the way that we implement it. A lot of our teaching and tools are there on how, I mean, listen, if you really think about it, if you do think about it, go to the passage that Coach David is reading tonight. But if you really think about it, I go back to the fact that there are brothers and sisters attached to David. There were brothers, not brothers and sisters, brothers that were attached to David. And each person were trained. They were trained individually by the father. The father says one was stout, one was handsome, one was strong. They all had something that they all had characteristics. Here's what I want to say. There are times where even your family will count you out.
Yes.
There are times where even your family will count you out. But in that, you still have to be of good character. David was minding his business, like literally minding his business. He wasn't worried about all the ruckus that was going up at the top. He couldn't have, and yet, the call still found him. But there's two C's. With the call comes character.
Yes. Yes. That is, wow. Wow. With the call comes character. Most definitely. And that's kind of like where I want to go along those lines. Like I was saying before, I had to get off. You know, growing up, I was a basketball player, and me playing basketball, you know, there were captains before me, and I had to grow under those captains, you know, learn those leadership qualities and knew what it took to win. I was up under guys who I had to follow. When I got to high school, my sophomore year, I made the varsity team. And those guys really groomed me, right? And one thing about me, I've always been a captain in dang near every sport I played. I never asked to be the captain. They just saw, seen the leadership abilities. But once I got to high school, now I got to follow again because those guys has more experience. So by the time I came to my senior year, not just the coach, but the team appointed me as captain. My junior year, the team appointed me as co-captain because they believed and trusted in my leadership. And it's a blessing because I got a chance to be a good follower, a good cadet. So I knew how to lead. And I think that's – and it comes, like you said, Coach Shea, with the – with character. The Bible said, much is given, much is required. So if you want to be in this certain position, then you're going to have to uphold that position because people are counting on you to lead. Now you have to have this type of character. You got to have thick skin. You got to be patient. And the Bible called patience long-suffering. Why would it call it long-suffering? Because we are eager, especially in this day and time, that's this microwave. Right. The Bible clearly say, be eager for nothing, right? Be eager for nothing. But we are so eager in this day and time. And say, and so with that type of leadership, you got to have thick skin. It's important to have patience, long-suffering. So when God appoints you and anoints you to a certain position, that doesn't mean that you're fit for it right now. What God is saying, listen, I want you to look into your future. Be a visionary. Begin with the end in mind. I told a young man that today that I was coaching. I said, begin with the end in mind. And I got that from a book called Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey that I read while I was incarcerated. It said, begin with the end in mind. You got to have a vision. And when you have that vision, while you have a vision, you prepare to be the best at it. You could be anointed, but if you're not prepared, you're going to fail. Your anointing is just God knows the gifts that's in you. He knows the ability. You got to groom that ability. You got to work that ability. You can go beyond your fence and be a better version of yourself every day. And when it's your time, once you have matured in your gift, then you're going to lead. And you're going to be prepared. And you're going to be a blessing to other people. Our gifts of the Holy Spirit ain't for us to brag about. It's for other people. If you are a great cook, if you cook for other people, you're going to make a great income because they are going to enjoy your cooking. But if you cooking just so you can eat it, now you to make the income. And you can brag about it. It can be the best meal in the world. You just licking on your little fingers like, yeah, man, I got the best gourmet steak mixed with chicken, mixed with collard greens, the macaroni. I got it all. Nobody can cook like me. And they said, man, I want to taste it. Nope, it's just for me. This is my gift, so I'm going to eat all the food every time I cook it. The problem is we want to be blessed and highly favored and say we're walking in the kingdom, and then we say we want to be prosperous financially. Well, that means if you want to be prosperous financially, understand that your gift will make room for you when you go outside yourself, selflessness, and bless other people with your gift.
Yeah.
What you think about that, Koshay?
I think it's marvelous. You know, I'm going to use one of my examples in the little bit of time that we do have. I love using the example of going to high school. You know, you have your 9th, 10th, 11th, and the 12th grade year. And as soon as you hit, there a lot of us have done this. As soon as you hit the door at 9th grade, you are already prepared for 12th. You go with the you go with the end in mind. You go knowing I'm starting off as a freshman, but one day I am going to be graduating. And the whole time, if you think about it, the whole time you're in 9th grade, all you're thinking about is the 12th grade and graduating, and you miss the opportunities to grow within your 10th and your 11th grade year. A lot of people who have been skipped, I was one of those students who have been skipped, and I got to an 11th grade class before my time. It was hard. I'm actually working with a student right now who's taking some high school courses her 8th grade year, and she's challenging herself, but it's hard. And so sometimes, like you said, David, we, Coach David, we want to move ahead of time, and really it's because of pressure. We see what the world has to offer. We see what our friends are doing. We see what their friends are doing. Social media is on an all-time high where we can see, you know, how did this person become a pastor or minister, or how did they, you know, how did that happen? But I go back to what I just said. When you start 9th grade, if you focus on the things of 9th grade, because guess what? When you get to 12th grade, now you're in adulthood. And you're not going to be ready for paying those bills and that college tuition. You're going to want to go back to 9th grade like almost immediately. So I love using that journey, David, when I talk about talk to people about just the journey in itself. People get to high school and automatically start thinking 12th grade when 9th, 10th, and 11th grade has its own journeys, your growth opportunities and opportunities to evolve, not just in that 9th grade year, but all the way up to the 12th grade and more.
Yes. Yeah. You know what, Koshay? It is 10:29. Do you want to finish this conversation after the break, or do you have more to say?
Yes. I'm ready for the music. I'm ready for the music break.
Well, with that being said, where the music is.
Where the music is. Where the music is.
Genius.
Oh. I choose to worship him. Got plenty of reasons, because they come a dime a dozen. He died for me, so it's God I'm loving, and it's that Holy Spirit in me that's keeping this whole world buzzing, believing in the cross life, so it's no more thug. It's living proof in his proof that he raised the dead. Not only that, gave me a spot where I can rest my head, that was healing in the scriptures and it kept me fed. You can believe what you want, my God ain't dead. Let's go.
Who are you to tell me that my kids won't go to church and the streets will get them and strip them from their words? I got a reason to praise him. Well, I got a reason to praise him.
Trust
all our hope,
all our hope,
and all our fears. Lord, we're here.
Lord, we're here.
Draw us near.
Draw us near.
And I got a reason to praise Him.
Boy, David Benton. Hey, yo, Shay. It's time to go beyond the fence. Life is so good. It's so good. Yeah. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones, you know. Yeah.
And it's about 8 in the morning, I'm just waking up. Got the Folgers on brew, about to fill my cup.
While
I'm
looking out the window, the
sun come up, I'm good. It's about 8 in the morning, I'm just waking up. Got the Folgers on brew, about to fill my cup. While I'm looking out the window, at the sun come up, I'm good. I'm about to get my day started. Off to work, about to make some dollars. If only you knew what I've been through, you would smile and say that I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. And my family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. I got food on the table, I know that He's able. Thank God I'm good.
Feeling this hate, but we're ignorant grace. So intimate place, your heart of innocence make a life different and break. This whole sin in the sinners, could the enemy hate? You are the sun, stars, and the moon. You are the beam of light when it's dark in the room. When I depart from the womb, you're the air that I breathe. I wait there when I need you, preparing for peace. You're so good.
I got
a job, I'm good. And my bills are paid out,
good.
And my family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm
good.
I got a good job, I'm
good.
And my bills are paid out,
good.
I got food on the table, I know that he's able. Thank God I'm
good.
I got a good job, I'm
good.
And my bills are paid out,
good.
And my family's good,
it's
my health is good. I thank God that I'm
welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
That's right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Beyond the Radio. I'm your co-host, Shay Samuels. And I'm on with your main man, David Benton, Coach David Benton, that is. And you just, or if you're just tuning in to the second half of Beyond the Radio, tonight's amazing topic, we're talking about really just going before your time. But we want to give a shout out to our sponsors because guess what? They are important to us and they are important to you and your business and everything else that you are involved in, even your personal growth. So listen, first, we want to give a shout out to Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight, my sister and peer in the media world, all things media. Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight. If you are a business, a radio program director, if you have a commercial that you want to have voiced over, we want you to reach out to Paula G. Voice. Listen, you know what? I've talked to so many people over the course of the week about voiceovers. A lot of people don't even realize what a voiceover is. Well, let me tell you this. If you've heard a commercial, a car commercial, listen, that's a voiceover. If you listen to the radio show and you hear a commercial come on about a CBD or you hear a commercial come on about a clothing store, that is a commercial that is voiced over. If you are a program director and you're looking for someone to do something different, a different voice, we want you to reach out to Paula G. Voice. You can do that at paula@paulagvoice.com or paulagvoice.com. Visit her and let her know that Beyond the Fence sent you. Now you guys have the formula. You better go ahead before the new year and get to consulting with her so you can upgrade your platform. Next, look, if you're looking for a DJ, DJ G Will, Fleet DJ and Beyond the Fence artist, we want you guys to make sure you connect with him at William Faulkner on Facebook and G.Will865 on Instagram. If you're looking for a DJ, whether you are in the Knoxville, Tennessee area or surrounding areas, if you want a remote party, we hired him last year or this year for my mom's 60th birthday party, and we had so much fun, and it was virtual, so there's no excuse if you're looking for a DJ. Please make sure that you reach out to him at beyondthefence.org. That's BeyondaFence.org. And last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll?
Yeah.
That was a new one. That was a new one. Let's Talk Business Consultant Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC. Our business is always growing, and we want to help your business grow. So if you are a new business and you are looking to do, you're looking to speak to someone about your business ideas, maybe just your vision, you want to lay it all on the table and make sure you even have something that can create a business. If you are an existing business and you're looking to re-strategize, rebrand, or maybe you just need some ideas on how to get more customers or how to grow your analytics on your social media page. Whatever it is, Let's Talk Business. We have helped multiple businesses grow overnight, not N-O-T. If anyone tells you to help your business grow in 24, 48 hours or overnight, not the case. Rome was not built overnight, neither will your business. But let's talk anyway so that we can get you on the right path. And also, I love for David to talk about this part because he is the coach with the most when it comes down to the youth. But our Let's Talk Business Youth Entrepreneur and Life Coaching Program. David, can you give a little bit of information about that?
Yes, the beauty of that is, you know, the Bible says train the child up in the ways of the Lord. When he get old, he won't depart from it. When he get old. So one thing we want to do is plant seeds into these young entrepreneurs' heads and help them now. Like, we want to give them a vision. And, like, you know, you're supposed to write a vision and make it plain. Well, some people have gifts in them, but they don't really know how, you know, they don't really have no vision. What we do, what's inside of them, is bring out the gifts so they can recognize what they have within them. And when they start recognizing what they have within them, then that's when vision will start coming and say, you know what? What they thought they wanted to be, it was incorrect. And what they now decide to become, we help them to become a better version of themselves and helping them build character, esteem, helping them to become the leader that they are designed to be. So those things, it's a blessing because, you know, you have children who seen psychologists and certain counselors. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
It's a beautiful thing when the parents say, man, the boy clean up now. I said the boy cleans his room now. Right? So it's just something like that to that magnitude, just building character. And it's like, yeah, once you start building character and start caring for your own home, your own room, your schooling, then they'll become, we want to prepare them, you know, to become effective adults out here in society. And yeah, it's beautiful, yeah, because, you know, we have a great success rate.
Yeah. I love working with the kids too, because they really, you know, you get a chance to see them unfold. We talk about so many things like social development, personal development. We're doing a series right now on emotions on my side. But while teaching them and coaching them through it, I'm learning a lot as well. I gotta control my emotions.
The beautiful part about it, Coach Shay, is really based on what we're doing for them. What we're doing for them trying to for our topic, because we see these young kings and queens, we see them with so many gifts. We see them anointed, right? We see them with anointing. And they can't see it with themselves. The thing about David is when he was anointed to become king, he didn't just walk around saying, you know what, I'm going to be a king. I'm going to be the king one day. That's what we're going to do. I'm going to be the king, not you, me, right? And even when he was anointed as king, he still didn't go around and say, I'm going to be the king.
Right.
He didn't do that either. I think what we have to understand is, you know, our growth process should be with one another instead of against one another.
Yeah.
Because iron really does sharpen iron. And when we talk about a body, then each body part must respect the other body part. And let's all develop in unison, develop, and then when you play your own position, then the body will be more effective because everybody is a leader in their own right. And that's what we help these youngsters do, all these gifts inside them. And it's a beautiful thing to see these kids see what's inside them and be so shocked about it. They can't even believe that they are who God created them to be because they didn't see it within themselves because some of them had low self-esteem. Some of them been talked about by their peers. And, you know, your peers can talk so bad about you, you don't even realize what you have, you know, because they're believing what their peers are saying. And one thing I can say about Joseph, Joseph was a dreamer who could interpret dreams. And when his brother didn't tell him who he wasn't, he didn't take that. He was like, well, I know what I dreamed. And I know this is what it is. He was confident in his gift. And that's not being arrogant because God was with Joseph. Yeah. So even though, and even with Joseph, he had to go through a period of growth before he came second in command under Pharaoh, according to scripture. So it was a growing process for him. But he'd been anointed. He was telling dreams when he was young, remember? Before he even got caught into slavery, he was already interpreting dreams, so he already had that gift. He was already activating it, but it wasn't his time to become ruler in second command in Egypt yet. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Well, David, well, it's funny because you're talking about David, so I'm like, I got to say Coach David tonight. I think, too, one of the things that I love about, and I'm just going to go back into your coaching, like I said, I have opportunities to hear you coach with these children and or the youth, because they're not, they range from anywhere between 10 and 16 years old, and just the way that they kind of respond to you, how open you can be and how much of a mentor, you know, I think one called you today, how much of a mentor. It's one thing to be a coach, and it's another for you to be considered a mentor. And it goes back to character, training a child as they should go. And I think sometimes as adults, Coach David, sometimes as adults, we do have to go back to that childlike behavior, not in the mind, but literally in the heart, right? Again, I go back to how this world has really created a visual of what things should look like and who we should look like. And so now you have TV shows that kind of dictate how women should dress or how men should dress, how much money a person should have, what looks like a failure, what looks like a success. And then we line it up with the church. I talked to someone a few days ago, and I heard this, so I'm going to repeat it because I need to be transparent with our listeners tonight as well. He said that the church is not evolving.
Right.
He literally said the church is not evolving. He said things grow. I listen to Miles Monroe just about every morning, and he said things evolve. Why is it that the church is not evolving? How do we start speaking to the children if we ourselves are lost within our call and our character, or even what the church, quote unquote, is supposed to look like? You spoke about the body and we are the church, but what the four walls, if we're going to go inside the four walls, what that's supposed to look like? Well, here's the thing, because we've all jumped ahead and we've jumped ahead of our call, we've jumped ahead of our anointing, a lot of people see your call or what you call the anointing on you as a failure. Not you, the person, but if you are called to be minister, if you are called to be pastor, if you are called to be evangelist, prophet, teacher, listen, if you move before your time and it fails, the people who are looking at you, just like the Coach David, Coach Shea, and the mentor in us,
if these children, after we spoke our position to them, see us, David, you said something great, but if they see us failing, they're not looking at the fact that Coach Shea or Coach David failed. They're looking at the position as failed. So therefore, if we're wondering why people are going astray and people aren't choosing church anymore, it's because a lot of us have gone way ahead of our time just because we wanted the position.
Yeah. Yes, and you know what, Coach Shay, I love that you said that. The one thing that I mentioned earlier, how the Bible say, train a child up in the ways of the Lord, and when he get older, he won't depart from it. We'll take that so religiously. We'll think about how you pray correctly and you fast correctly and you do the Holy Ghost dance correctly. Ain't enough Holy Ghost in you. And you pay your tithes. No, we got to understand, it said, in the ways of the Lord, his ways. God wants to have integrity. God wants to be honest, trustworthy, loving, caring, patient. Those are the characteristics that God wants to have. And if you notice, people have all the rituals correct, but they don't produce those elements enough. And because they don't produce those enough, people are discouraged, and they don't want to come. You know, like when you walk in there, like you want to feel that radiance of love. People don't have that type of balance, you know, and that's what we got to understand. That God want to teach us his ways. The Bible, that's why I say don't just be a reader of the word, but be a doer. So think about it. You can quote all the scriptures, but it's actually telling you, we make it harder than what it is. We so looking for the burning bush and the walking on the water and the healing and, oh, I can tell you, I'm going to make your legs grow. I'm going to make your head come back. Hey, if your head get chopped off, I'm going to make it come back on. We focused on these miraculous things when you won't even take a guy that's named David Benson, who was a good kid growing up. His mom was not on drugs. His dad wasn't on drugs. And he still chose the wrong path. They taught him correct. His mom is an evangelist. They taught him correct. Went to college, made good grades. He still became a drug dealer. Still became a gang member. Quit selling drugs for almost 2 years. Got incarcerated for 13 years. Came home and changed his life for the better. I'm a statistic, right? I come from the inner city, and I'm black. I am a walking miracle. Coach Shay, you had a child at 16 and 17. People would have wrote you off. Two kids in high school? Girl, you ain't going to amount to nothing.
Oh, they said it, Coach David. They said it.
You know, we look at alternative school like, oh, man, it's for all the bad kids. And if you pregnant with two kids, oh, your life is over. I see you never. Because your life is done. We counting you out. I'm not letting you borrow nothing because you going to be in public housing. You got four more kids to go probably. But guess what? Look at you now. You still have the same two kids. You making six figures a year. You doing what you're supposed to do. You helping people grow businesses.
Yeah, and that's why I said what I said in the beginning, David. A lot of us are the ones who were counted out. That's why I said that in the beginning. You were counted out.
We are miracles, but people want the burning bush. They want the walking water. They want walking on water. They want to see the world flood and a few people come out on that ship. They don't want to see the real miracles. I done seen a man that was a full-blown homosexual in prison, and now that man is married with 3 children. Miracles. Real miracles. I done seen people who was on crack. Now they are counselors. I seen it with my own eyes. Those are miracles.
You know, I do want to give one huge miracle. I know we have a few moments, but this was on me, and then you started talking about the miracles. Kimmy Kim, a walking miracle. Kimmy Kim, owner and founder of Elations Radio, shout out to her, walking miracle, and also one of the people who taught me even last year about humility as we're going through. A lot of people may not know. I will leave it up to her to give her testimony. But one thing I learned through her testimony, she said, I don't talk about my surviving because there are a lot of people who have not, and I want to be sensitive to the families. That was so humble for a walking miracle to think outside of herself and know that there are people who have not survived and family members who are suffering through it, to be that loving, caring, and that walking in the ways of the Lord. So you can only imagine what the people around her are getting. So I just wanted to share that because it was on me earlier, and then you said it. So it's like, that's what it looks like, still having that humility and great character while showing people the ways of the Lord.
And that's what it's about. And we don't want that. We don't want to have to walk in what the word actually says. We focus on the rituals. Listen, I'm gonna just be honest. A lot of the church is a gang. Y'all became gang members unconsciously. I was a vice lord, and when I came home, I was going to the church. I'm like, yo, this is the same thing. It's the same thing. I'm going through the same thing. I was more sad than anything. My feelings was hurt because I needed that type of love, but I wasn't getting it. And then I go to another church and another church. And this is not blaming church. I'm saying we have to reconstruct our thinking. That's it. This is not me bashing the church. I'm just giving a reality of what I've seen. Maybe y'all haven't. But me personally, ever since I was a little kid, I've seen more destruction than I have construction. I have seen more ridicule than love. Or shall I say, I've seen more ridicule than embracing. Now, it's beautiful. Church is a beautiful thing. It is a beautiful thing. But we must realize there's so much more than the rituals. Let's start really walking in the authority of the Holy Spirit. And I can just, it's this simple, Coach Shea. The Spirit is holy. See? Holy. That don't mean you're going to be sinless, but just be nice. Can you be nice? Be kind. Be polite. Trustworthy. All those elements. So when we take that, we can really be a better version of ourselves. And you know what? We're going to bless others and be show that humility. And that's my closing, Coach. Do you have any closing?
Well, I do want to end in the New Living Translation of your scripture. It says, when Samuel asked, are these all of the sons you have? And he said, they're still the youngest, Jesse replied, but he's out in the field watching the sheep and goats. And then Samuel says, send for him at once. So to Coach David's point, because he was in the sheep, he was in the field, they are looking for a king. They didn't allow him being in the field to distract him. they knew that they were looking for someone and he wasn't counted out. So you may be called, you may be anointed, but remember that there's a season to everything. Ecclesiastes 3 reminds us of that, and just be mindful to be humble throughout the process, and also understand that good character is also going to be a component to your kingship and your queenship. That's my closing.
All right, and before we go, we want to tell you we appreciate you guys. Thank you for tuning in on Beyond the Radio. Shout out again to the Elation family. Listen, guys, next week we're going to play the new single by Beyond the Fence Enterprise artist, Miss Alma E. Neely. It's called This Is My Love Song. All digital platforms. Listen, you're going to be blessed. Next week, it's called Going Down. So y'all come back. Go to our Beyond the Fence page. Shout out to G. Will, William Faulkner. Shout out to you, Coach Shea. Shout out to Miss Alma E. Neely. Congratulations, Miss Alma. We love you, and we love you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you, kings and queens, men and women of God. And we will see you next week, 10 p.m. Eastern Sunday. So guess what?
Wise and respectable. Open up the gates and now my options are acceptable.
I'm amazing.